All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back to the X-Zone.
I'm Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Now, if you'd like to send me an email, xzone at xzoneradiotv.com on all social media sites, xzoneradiotv. And for all the programming that's available to you, 724-365 on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit www.xzbn.net. And for the X-Zone TV channel, on Simul TV, which, by the way, is going to be on the new Atari system that's coming out and will be in fine stores and online stores everywhere, www.xzonetv.com. And for Simul TV, it's www.simultv.com. Exonation, my guest this hour is a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of having on the show many times over the past 30 years of doing the Exon radio show. And, of course, I'm talking about David Oates, and he's known worldwide for his work in reverse speech. Now, David's also been compared to some of the other greats in history, including Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Nikola Tesla. And, first of all, David, welcome back to the X-Zone. Always great talking to you, my friend. And
Thank you very much. Oh, it's good to be on your show. Yeah, it's been 30 years I've been doing your show.
Yeah.
A long time.
David, you know, have you seen many changes in the world since your introduction of reverse speech? Has it been, you know, I remember way back when we first started. Blown away by your work.
Oh, heavens. See, back when I first started, I was using a Commodore 64, if you can remember those computers.
Yeah.
So, there's been massive changes, of course, in society and technology and sociology. Of course, what's happened in the United States in the last year is pretty devastating. Yeah, there's been a lot of change over the last 30 years, haven't you? Yeah. The internet didn't even exist, you know.
That's true.
Reverse speech.
So how far has reverse speech come in the last 30 years? Has it kept up with technology?
Yes, pretty much. We've got our own software and app, which is freely available. The thing I really want, though, is voice recognition to find reversals. That would be marvelous, but that's a little bit out of my price range to develop right now. So that's the next step. I mean, reverse speech is a fascinating technology, but anyone who's dabbled in it knows that it's very hard work and takes a lot of time and dedication and skill to be able to pull those reversals out of the gibberish. And voice recognition, if it can be developed to the level of finding speech reversals for us, then we really are in the age of mind reading. If you can imagine a little handheld device in your hand that just prints out what they're saying backwards, would be quite amazing.
David, how did you get involved with reverse speech?
Oh, well, I started back in the early 80s when the big controversy was running about satanic messages in rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And, particularly fundamentalist Christians were traveling the country preaching that rock and roll was the devil's music, and if you played records backwards, you could hear satanic messages. So I was involved. I was a youth worker at the time, a church youth worker, working in a halfway house for street kids, and one of the kids told me about this thing, and he gave me a recording of a preacher preaching a sermon, and I listened to the recording and I go, oh yeah, okay, I think I can hear what he's saying. And but I'm an electronics buff, I'm a ham radio operator, so it was pretty easy for me to get some equipment out and start running it in reverse, and I started hearing the phrases that they claimed were there. I knew it wasn't technical manipulation. The tracks hadn't been altered,
right?
But yet, here were these very clear phrases, and I was just curious. Almost obsessed to find out what was causing it. I didn't necessarily buy the satanic explanation, although I was a bit scared in my early days, I must admit, doing this stuff. But it was when I found it in Human Speech in '87 that really everything turned. Around. I mean, it's one thing to hear it in music. It's a bit of a strange, curious oddity to hear a backward message in a record. But when you start hearing it in human speech, and then I was starting to find accurate facts of friends and relatives, and then I knew I was really onto something. And then I wrote the theory in '87, actually, and the theory states that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. Mm-hmm. Another human sense. We are all doing it every time we speak. Then I moved to America. I was in America for 10 years, lecturing and teaching and, you know, on the circuit, doing the rounds, and then came back home to Australia, where I've been here for the last 20 years. And I have a very busy practice. I use reverse speech in therapy, and I have many, many satisfied customers on my hands. The latest thing to happen is I've written 7 books in my career on reverse speech, and they are all being released in March, all of them, all at once. I'll be in bookshops all around the world. So
wow.
That's the next big step in reverse speech.
Good for you, David. You were saying that in the early days, Christian preachers were talking about rock and roll, and if you played them backwards, you'd hear the devil. Has anybody ever taken church hymns and played them backwards to hear if there's any words from the devil?
Yeah, they have, actually. I could play you here. Let me pull it. All right. You raised an interesting question. Let me pull some up and play you some up. Some of the gospel music has nice stuff, but
sure.
Some of it doesn't. For example, here we have. There's a big church in Australia called Hillsong, and I don't know. I think they're in America too, if I remember correctly. And here they're singing a gospel song, "Glory to the King." Okay, and backwards it says, evil, high, evil.
High, evil, evil.
Sorry, I got it the other way around. High, evil, then evil.
Wow. You can hear it so clearly.
Evil. Yeah, that is so clear. So there's a gospel song. But then you can find quite positive messages, like let me see if I can pull up Jesus Christ Superstar really quick. Yeah, here it is. Listen to this from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine.
And I think I shall sleep well tonight.
And backwards, he's the savior, loves me, he's the one.
If the savior loves me, he's the one.
And again.
If the savior loves me, he's the one.
So there you go. There you go. You got a nice positive message on Jesus Christ Superstar. And, yes, and a negative message on gospel songs. Actually, in my first book I ever wrote, I did a whole chapter on gospel music. And some of them weren't very nice.
No way. Listen, these were volatile times in the United States, especially in the political arena. Were you able to pull anything off that President Trump said?
Oh, well, where do we start with President Trump? Yeah, it's I have a slew of reversals on President Trump, and I'm actually in the process right now of compiling them all together and working out exactly where he came from and what his real motives were and intentions. So let me just go back a little bit.
Sure.
And I'll get some of the older Trump. Okay. Do you remember? You remember in my very last show with you? I don't know whether you recall. I played a whole bunch of reversals on clients that were predicting violence in America.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Well, yeah. Well, the violence did indeed take place.
Yep.
Just as the reversal said.
And it still is.
And it still is, yep. And here's Trump talking about it. Backwards.
Terrible thing. And you have to always avoid violence.
You have to always avoid violence. But backwards, he says, see a war.
Zero. Zero.
Wow.
So he's seeing a war, or he's seeing violence in the United States. Okay? And a lot of Trump's reversals, when he first went into office, his reversals were fantastic. I mean, they were very congruent, very positive, very upbeat. He really seemed to be the savior that everyone was looking for. But his reversals started to collapse, especially after the election. And they fell downhill very, very badly. For example, here's one here. Let's play this one.
Under this agreement, if an illegal alien requests asylum, they have to wait in Mexico until their case is heard. They used to wait here.
And he says, I can scam that deal.
You scam the deal.
Not as clear as I would like, but
pretty clear.
Yeah, so what is the deal he's scamming? I mean, that gets a bit of a concern, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Yeah.
It really does.
And when we had the attack on the Capitol, there was some disturbing reversals on Donald Trump Jr. and Rudy Giuliani, which actually seemed to be... I don't want to get myself into trouble here, but some of the reversals seem to be inciting the violence.
Wow.
And I will play you some of those.
Sure, please.
Well,
why don't we do this? So I've got to go to a commercial break in about a minute and a half. So we'll play those on the other side when we come back. But I have to ask you, David, quickly, did any of your reversals give any hint of what was going to happen with COVID-19?
I had a lot. Well, to be honest, I haven't done any reversal on COVID-19 for the last few months, so I don't know the latest. But certainly at the beginning, back in January or February of last year, reversal said it was going to be very severe.
Yeah,
we're going to see a lot of death. What's happening this year, I don't know.
All right, my friend, please stand by. And Exo Nation, my guest this hour is our good friend David Oates. And if you'd like to get more information about David, if you'd like to look into taking David's course on reverse speech, visit his website, www.reversespeech.com. And David's coming to us tonight from his home in Adelaide in South Australia. We'll be back after this break as the X-Zone continues with yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away.
close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Mm-hmm. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
And welcome back, everyone. David Oates is our very special guest this hour. We're talking about reverse speech. www.reversespeech.com is David's website. And David, before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about President Trump. And you mentioned that you had a couple of clips that go back to the rioting in Washington. And you've got a reversal from one of the Trump sons, as well as Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, this is the two rousing speeches they gave on the morning of the riots.
I think that was January the 6th, right?
Sorry? Yeah, the 6th. Yeah. January the 6th. Yeah. Yeah, so, and the reversal is, I think, a little bit concerning. For example, here's Trump Jr.
The fact that you are all here on this rather cold January day. Oh,
and here he says backwards, we get tough.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that is a rousing statement.
It sure is.
We are getting tough. And then we have a rousing reversal on Rudy Giuliani, Trump's personal attorney.
This has been a year in which they have invaded our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom to move, our freedom to live. I'll be darned if they're going to take away our free and fair vote.
And backwards, saw brave, now you fight.
Draw breath, now you fight.
So I would argue that those two reversals unconsciously influenced the people listening and were partially responsible for the... attack.
You know, is this like subliminal advertising where the brain picks it up and it actually understands the reversal?
Yeah, the concept's similar. Reverse speech is a communication process. We're
right.
All hearing the reversals of each other all the time. And we recognize it as intuition or that gut feeling or gut sense. There's something more to it. So we are influenced a lot by the unconscious communication. And here, let me play you an example. You've ever been in a situation where you wanted to have a cup of coffee and then your guest says, "Oh, would you like to have a cup of coffee?" And you say, "Oh, yes, I would. How'd you know? I was just thinking that." Well, here we have a classic example where this happens. This is a man of who was accused of sending his wife a threatening letter. So here's the forwards.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Okay, so when he says, she should produce that letter.
Have you seen the letter?
Oh, no, have you seen the letter? Backwards he says, I want to see that letter.
I want to see that letter.
And as soon as he says, I want to see that letter, the reporter says this.
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
So she unconsciously receives his reversal. I want to see that letter. And then says, would you like to see it?
Fascinating.
I've got instances of entire conversations taking place in reverse. Questions are asked, answers are subsequently given. You take the classic example of boy meets girl and they're just chit-chatting. But we all know there's an undercurrent vibe going on. You know, they're checking each other out. And you can actually hear this happening in reverse. There's this entire unconscious dialogue that's constantly taking place. And it binds us as humans. It connects us together. It's what creates a lot of our oneness and our sense of community and our connection to others.
Let me ask
the reverse dialogue.
Let me ask you this, David. Is it possible for a speechwriter with knowledge of reverse speech and how it works, to write a speech that would give the subliminal message to the masses?
That is such a difficult question to answer. My initial reaction is no, because reverse speech is formed by the sounds of speech and not the words themselves. So two people can say the same sentence and get completely different reversals. So my initial reaction is no. However, that being said, depends on how skilled the speechwriter is. Depends on how well they know the subject they're writing the speech for. At this stage, I remain skeptical that that's possible. There we go.
Out of all the years that you've been doing reverse speeches, what are some of your favorites?
Oh, the children are obviously some of my favorites. I love the examples on kids. They're just absolutely, absolutely marvelous. Have I played children reversals on your show?
Oh, yes. But since last time you've been on, we're on, I think about 15 to 20 new stations, and I'd like to...
Oh, okay. Oh, well, let's play you a couple
all right.
of children reversals. I think they're great. Here is a 4 months. Yeah, part of my theory is, by the way, that language begins backwards before it does forwards. Before reverse language begins before forwards language. So here we have a 4 months old baby. And we're going to run it in reverse, and you'll hear this very clear hello right at the very end.
Wow.
Classic. Hello, do it again.
Oh, God.
And then I've got an example on an 8-year-old girl that really illustrates how reversals sometimes occur in the pauses and stammers of speech. And this is a girl who's talking about her schoolwork. And she's telling us the subject she's good at, and I'm just pausing momentarily because right here it is. Got it. Okay. So she's telling us the subject she's good at, and she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at, but she has a slip of the tongue.
Oh.
And these slips of the tongues are often where reversals occur. So listen to this.
All right.
I'm quite a good girl. And I'm quite good at maths and English, but not...
I'm quite good at maths and English, but I'm not... And she's about to tell us something she's not good at, then she changes her mind.
English, but not...
And then she continues on and says this.
And science, but I don't know anything else.
And it's right where she has that slip of the tongue, she says in reverse, I'm not telling.
I'm not telling.
Oh, my gosh.
Classic.
That is.
Classic. Yeah.
That totally is.
No way she's going to tell us a subject she's not good at. So there you go.
David, how is reverse speech used in therapy?
Oh, that's my favorite subject, therapy. I don't get to talk about it very much on radio. Most people want to know what all the politicians are all about. I have a very busy therapeutic practice. I'm currently working with about 25 clients right now. I reverse speech will first of all tell us the reason why the behavior's there, what's causing it. Here, let me give a case study. I'm working with a young man now. Actually, I can probably pull up some of his reversals. He's given me permission to use it. Working with a young man now, or when I say young man, he's in his mid-50s.
That's young.
And,
I said, that's young.
Young compared to me. Young compared to me.
You and I are both as old as mud is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, this guy came to me with type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
And wanted to know if reverse speech could get a handle on the condition. And I was a little bit nervous. You know, physical conditions is a little bit difficult to deal with. But anyway, I did a recording with this guy, and the reversals came back and basically said that he had inherited the gene in the womb from his mother. So I then did another recording and said to him, well, how can we change this? How can we reverse this genetic dysfunction that was given to you? And he gave me a whole bunch of instructions in reverse. I then regressed a then did hypnosis sessions on him. I regressed him back to his childhood. We took him back to the womb, and we had him see an egg in a nest, and the egg was a young embryo, and there was a black spot on the egg, and we removed the black spot. I did exactly what Reversal told me to do. Reversal said egg, nest, womb, so that's what I did. Anyway, to cut a long story short, after two trances and about 6 weeks, this guy's sugar levels have gone down to normal for the first time in many years, and he's very, very happy. And so, look, what reverse speech can do is it can tell me what the problem is, why it's mm-hmm. there, and in many cases it can tell me how to remove it and how to fix it. And I use hypnosis to do that. And I do it all over the phone. I have no in-person clients at wow. all. Actually, most of my clients are in the United States. So I do all my work over the phone, and it works very, very, very well. I work with a variety of issues. I've got a couple of business clients right now who are doing session work to remove any blocks they may have for their ultimate success. And who else am I working with? Oh, I'm working with a young lady right now who's got a very difficult decision to make about whether to have an abortion or not.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just did her recording this morning. So the reversals should tell me which is the right way to go. Look, what we're doing in reverse speech is we're tapping into the unconscious. And the unconscious knows us very, very well. It knows why we do things. It knows how we do things. And and that's what reverse speech taps into, is that wisdom that lies in the deep unconscious mind.
How do you hypnotize somebody over the phone?
Oh, it's all of the voice tones, Rob. all of the voice tones. I just have a nice melodic tone. I get my clients to lie down, close their eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice, and just allow the outside world the opportunity to completely fade away. So the only thing that's important now is you. See, there we go. See, I get into my hypnosis voice. So
right now we've got a couple of million people hypnotized, right?
Well, I didn't go all the way.
Oh.
I stopped.
I knew a girl like that when she didn't go all the way either, but that's another story for another show. So how long does it take you to actually go over a tape of a session?
Yeah, look, nowadays it takes me, well, I record for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Nowadays it takes me about an hour and a half or 2 hours to go through a 30-minute recording.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my early days, it used to take me a couple of days
wow.
to do it, way back when. Of course, you know, this is 37 years later now. I've gotten a lot better since though. But it's still a time-intensive job, and for the new students starting out, it can be very daunting. You know, you could be looking at a couple of days to get through a recording. Look, it's like any skill. You've got to spend the time. You've got to practice at it. I mean, you can't expect to learn a new language overnight, and you can't expect to learn reverse speech overnight. It's a time-intensive process, and you have to be dedicated and motivated to continue it.
All right, David, stand by. We've got to take our news break at the bottom of the hour, and when we return, X-Zone Nation, our good friend David Oates will continue talking to us about reverse speech, and maybe we can get him to give us a few more examples. If you'd like to find out more about David, the work he does, if you'd like to find out how you can become a reverse speech expert, take his course online. Or if you'd like to contact David in order to have him help you with a problem that you may have that he can help you using reverse speech, visit his website, www.reversespeech.com. And David and I return on the other side as we continue here in the X-Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our broadcast center in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. Thank you. Welcome back. David Oates is our guest this hour. ReverseSpeech.com is his website. David, do you come across a lot of skepticism in your business?
Oh, yes.
How do you deal with it, my friend? Like I've known you for 30 years. I know the work that you've done. I know the trials, the tribulations that you've gone through, and I know your perseverance and how it's working to help people. But how do you deal with the naysayers that you come across?
I've become a lot less patient with them as the years have gone on. And nowadays, my standard answer is, look, go and research the topic, play Tate's backwards for 100 hours, and then come and talk to me. So, look, the objections come from two main areas. The first objection is, well, it's all auto-suggestion. Mm-hmm. We're only hearing this because you're telling us to hear it. Look, that's very easily disproved. Look, in many of my lectures, I play reversals without telling them what they say. We've done blind testing done by Monash University in Australia, actually, where they played reversals to three groups of people, and the results of the test showed the reversals mm-hmm. could indeed be heard, and there was more than auto-suggestion. The other objection is, well, it's all coincidence. Actually, that tends to be the main one because most people can hear the phrases. They don't deny they exist, most yeah. people. But the other objection is coincidence. Well, if you play any section of tape backwards long enough, you're bound to find an intelligent phrase here and there. Trouble is, these phrases are occurring every 15 or 20 seconds in grammatically correct sentences that are usually directly related to the forward dialogue. So I don't know what the statistics of coincidence would be, but it would be incalculable, I would imagine. So, you know, look, really, most skeptics are not even willing to research the subject. They've never even listened to reversal, never played a tape backwards. Hmm. I mean, I don't know how you can attack something without at least studying the subject matter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, David, in the aspect of the paranormal, there's something called electronic voice phenomena. Are you aware of that?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the
yeah.
same principle as reverse speech? Because apparently, when using an analog tape or in the earlier days of using digital, it had to be played backwards in order to get the EVP. So
right.
is there a correlation yeah. between EVPs and reverse speech?
Look, I don't know enough about EDP to comment with authority, but
okay.
I believe there is. They sound similar.
Mm-hmm.
EVPs do have reversals. I've got several EVPs on file that can be heard just as easy backwards as they are forwards. So there's something similar going on. I believe at the deepest levels, reverse speech is spiritual in nature. I believe it's actually the spirit talking. I say the unconscious because that sort of gets it accepted a bit easier, but I actually believe it's the voice of the heart or our spirit that is speaking in reverse. So in that case, yeah, mm-hmm. there would be a connection. I certainly believe in EVP. The two phenomena will be connected. I just don't know where EVPs are coming from.
Right.
Are they ghosts? Are they... Who knows what they are, but they sent there.
As an expert, as one of the world's leading, if not the world's leading expert on reverse speech, is it possible yeah. for you when listening to, let's say, somebody who comes to you for help, by the tone of their voice and by the words going forward that you know or you would have a good idea where during the conversation there would be a reversal?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's several key there's several key points to look out for. I played one of them to you earlier, you know, where we had a little stumble in speech.
Yes, yeah.
First to say, I'm not telling. Pauses, stutters, stammers are good places to find reversals. If the tonality suddenly changes dramatically, they shift to a new topic, you'll often get reversals at that topic shift or the change in tonality. Look, over the years, I developed a fairly good intuitive sense as to where the reversals will be, and occasionally, I'm accurate as to what I think they're going to say, too. So, not all the time, but after a while, you get a good feel to the voice tone, to the emotions in people's speech, and so you do get a good sense.
Any reversals on President Biden?
Oh, yes, I do, actually.
Could you share them with us?
Sure. Let me get some up on President Biden. All right. Now, once again, I'm not making any political statements here.
No, we understand that.
Demonstrating reverse speech.
That's
okay?
All. Yes, sir.
So, his inaugural address was all about unity, okay?
Yeah.
So here is his first reversal on his inaugural address about unity.
As we look ahead in our uniquely American way, restless, bold, optimistic, and set our sights on the nation we know we can be and we must be.
And here he says, here, make you one.
Give Nash you one.
Okay, so that's what we call a congruent reversal. Okay? He's talking about unity, and his reversal says, here, make you one. And then we have here's a pretty straightforward reversal, this one.
Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II.
And he simply says, then they catch it.
They catch it.
And that's also what we call a congruent reversal. Okay? Now, interestingly enough, I got a prediction in the future. Yeah. So, this hasn't come to pass yet, but let me play this, and we'll see what happens over the next few months.
Sounds like a plan.
America has to be better than this, and I believe America is so much better than this. Just look around. Here we stand in the shadow of the Capitol Dome, as was mentioned earlier, completed amid the Civil War.
And he says, we'll back a Russian.
We'll back a Russian.
So, I don't know. Russian is... I know he's come out in support of the Russian opposition leader. You know what's his name?
No.
I can't pronounce his name. Nendevel or something like that. So whether that's what that refers to or whether there's going to be some dealings with Russia...
Well, I think that prediction has already come through with the cancellation of the pipeline, putting 11,000 Americans out of a job, being a self-sufficient energy country. Now they're going to have to go to either Russia or the Middle East for gas and oil. So that'll make Russia very happy.
Yeah, there you go. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
So, David, with all the work that you've done over the past years with reverse speech, where do you think that reverse speech is going to be used, or where do you see the implementation of reverse speech in the future?
Oh, dear. It's been a very long gestation period. I thought it would have been further ahead now than what it is, unfortunately. Look, the ultimate implications of reverse speech are really quite mind-blowing. Just look at the obvious application, law enforcement. Reversals will tell you whether they committed the crime or not, where the evidence is hidden, names of accomplices in crime. Look, the occasional police station's using it every now and then. I hear reports filter back about an officer doing reversals at some stage, but it's certainly not being used in any large way. We know the CIA is doing some work with reverse speech. If you Google CIA reverse speech, it will take you to the CIA's page on reverse speech. So you can have a look at that. I use it in therapy, as I've said. I think the therapeutic applications are just very, very exciting in terms of freeing people from lifetime problems and issues. I mean, that's my first love. I mean, I was a therapist before I started doing reverse speech. So obviously, that's how I have incorporated in, and I just have amazing successes, incredible successes. So, you know, I'm writing a, I'm planning a science fiction novel now to answer that very question of about a society where reverse speech is commonplace, you know. And I mean, do you have a ministry of reverse speech, for example? I mean, do you, Miranda rights have to be anything you say forwards or backwards can be used against you in a court of law? You know, it's
it has a lot of serious implications when it comes to privacy. Yeah,
it certainly does. And it's scary, too. I mean, you know, I'm the founder, but it's scary. It's got some scary implications. I mean, do you really want your spouse to know what you're thinking
at every moment of the day? But isn't it the old adage, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear?
That's true. But you show me someone who doesn't have anything to hide.
Well... you know, and we were talking about the use in law enforcement. Have you ever done any reverse speech on audio of court cases that have contradicted the evidence or supported the evidence in a case?
Oh, you know what? I did once, many, many years ago. And for the life of me, I can't remember what I found out. Wow. Now. No, look, it was too long ago. I can't remember. I've done work with attorneys on doing client affidavits, and they've been very helpful. They've been able to get extra information. I remember one attorney came back to the client on the second affidavit and said, look, we've got information that you've hidden these documents in the attic of your house. We got that from the reversal, and the guy just broke down and said, well, yeah, I do have them in the attic.
That's truly amazing.
Yes, many implications.
All right, my good friend, you and I have to take our final break for this hour. It's always great talking to you, David. I've always been thoroughly interested in your work over the years, and I think that with the way society is now, that your work will be very important. I can see its use in law enforcement as being a former police officer myself. I can see it being used in corporations, especially in the HR, human resources. When hiring people, as well as the applications that you're making within the as a therapist. David, stand by, buddy. We've got to take that break. And X-Zone Nation, if you'd like to get more information about David Oates, or if you'd like more information on reverse speech, maybe to take a course, visit David's website at www.reversespeech.com. That's www.reversespeech.com. And David and I will return as we wrap up this hour here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. My name is Rob McConnell. I'll always love receiving your emails to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak right to my heart. try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
And welcome back, everyone. That's Lone Star with When You Say Nothing at All. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone. We're coming to you from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. For all the information about the X Zone Radio TV show, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com. And for the X Zone TV channel on Simul TV, www.simultv.com. David Oates is my special guest this hour. His website is reversespeech.com. And David, it's always great having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We were talking about the work that you've done as a therapist. Can you tell us more and, if possible, share some reversals with us?
Yeah. Well, like I said, that's probably 80% of my work is my therapeutic practice. And it's the thing I don't get to talk about very often. Money, for a couple of reasons: a, client confidentiality, and also most of my public work, people want to know about the politicians. But reverse speech tells us a lot about who we are and our nature, and a lot of the negative patterns that we run are because part of us wants to have them. For example, I'll play you this one here.
Okay.
You know, the money thing, obviously.
Sure.
Bugs the crap out of me, but, you know, other than that, I'd place it, you know, up high.
Sorry about the language there. I didn't know that word was
No,
there.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And backwards, wanting the self-doubt.
Wanting the self-doubt.
And again.
Wanting the self-doubt.
Have you ever met someone and they got all these problems and your gut tells you they want this. They don't want to fix this.
Exactly, well, I have.
That happens many, many times. And it's probably one of the biggest things that shocked me when I started doing reversals was that all these sabotage patterns that we run. For example, here's a man talking about his relationship. Here we go.
I think that that's something that changes a lot, but it's also, I think, become somewhat of a day-to-day thing with us.
Yeah, that doesn't really give you a thing to talk about his relationship, but he says backwards, but I must muck it.
But I must muck it.
And again.
Or I
must destroy it. I must mess it up.
Why do people want to do that, David?
Oh, look, it comes from many different areas. It comes from the womb onwards.
Really?
It could have been a dysfunctional childhood, parents running those patterns. We learn that... you look at kids, they smash up their toys,
true.
Why do they do that? They ruin their toys. We do the same thing as adults, you know, it's just that our toys are a little bit bigger. For some reason, I do know the reason. I personally think that we are afraid of our own greatness. We are afraid of what we can be. We are afraid of our own power. And we build all these patterns inside of us to hold us back and stop us from reaching our true potential. Mm. Yeah, here's a controversial reversal. This will probably cause some controversy. This one, this is a woman in an abusive relationship.
And I was just really surprised where that came from, and that I even allowed him to even get back into my head like that. I was shocked.
And here she says, "Make him abuse me."
Excuse me.
okay?
Yeah.
So a lot of my work in working with clients is in dealing with these sabotage patterns. I mean, someone comes to me, I've got no money, I'm always broke, I can't pay my bills. Well, I will find in their reversals very often that they create that situation to be broke. They're getting a payback from it, whether it's I mean, some people source negative emotions, you know, they're depressed, they're angry, they're sad, and they live their life like that because that's how they've learned from their childhood that that's how they should be. And we get tangled up in all these knots inside of our head, and a lot of my work is unraveling these knots and removing these reversals, like make him abuse me. I mean, heavens, we can't have that.
No.
You know, and... So, yeah, I've really learned a lot about human nature and how the unconscious mind works and thinks. And I think I've had a unique insight, a lot more than a regular therapist would have. Because I liken reverse speech to the X-ray. The X-ray reveals what's inside the body, and reverse speech reveals what's inside the mind. And we haven't known what's inside the unconscious mind. I mean, we've got some of the greats like Freud and Jung, who certainly laid the groundwork for modern psychology. But for a large part, the unconscious mind is a mystery. And why we do the things we do is unknown. And that's what I'm working with.
Have you ever done any reversals on people who claim to have seen UFOs or been abducted by aliens? For example, Travis Walton. He's been out there over the last, oh gosh, I don't know how many years that Travis has been out there, you know, telling his story about what happened and, you know, the fire in the sky, the entire scenario, or the people who believe that there was a crash in Roswell, New Mexico, or the people who believe that, or state that they have unequivocally been abducted by aliens. Have you ever done any reversals on them?
Yes, I have, actually, and I did quite a lot when I lived in America. Look, I found both. I found people who were telling accurate stories, and I found people who were delusional and some people who were straight out lying. I certainly think there is some truth to the UFO phenomenon.
Right.
And I think there have been some genuine alien abductions. I've done reversals on people who I believe have been abducted. But there is a whole lot of stuff out there that's not accurate. That's a delusion and a straight out lie. And how do you sort the truth from the falsehood? Oh, the only thing I know of is using reverse speech.
So reverse speech is basically a lie detector.
At a surface level, yes.
But
yes,
when we go deeper, it also brings us into the inner workings of the consciousness and what is really behind the curtain, so to speak.
Exactly correct. Yeah, exactly correct. Yeah.
Now, the course is...
It's an amazing technology with incredible applications.
The courses that you offer online, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, I've got a course starting this weekend.
Oh, really?
So if anyone wants to join, you better get in fast. They last a year. It's a one class every 2 weeks. It's 3 hours a class online. But then you've got a whole bunch of homework to do. You're assigned a coach, and the coach will help you through your homework and show you where you're going wrong and what you're doing right, and help you to become proficient. We have full tech support. A tech guy works for me full time to help students with computer problems and software problems, and which invariably they do have. There's comprehensive training manuals you get with the course. Certificate at the end to use the trademark reverse speech, which I own, by the way. So, once you get through the course, I give licenses to use the trademark. It's an in-depth course. You don't want to be doing anything else while you're doing it. You really got to be one-eyed reverse speech, and that's the way you'll get through.
So you're a busy, busy, busy man.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I'm writing my latest book too. I got to have that done in a couple of months. I got a book contract I got to fulfill on that one. So I'm working till all hours of the morning getting book number 8 written.
David, how's the media treating you? Are they giving you as much airtime and airplay that they used to?
No, nowhere near as much as I had when I was in America. When I lived in America, I was doing radio shows all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not doing anywhere near as many as I used to. I think I've gone out of the public limelight. I'd like to get back. I'm not too sure how to get back, but I'd like to.
Well, we'll help you as much as we can, David, because I think that what you're doing is very important.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, I'd love to come back as often as I can. Sure. I'm very committed to reverse speech. It's my life's mission, and I think it's going to be an amazing tool for humanity in the future.
An important tool in the future, and I agree, but where do you see it being utilized for the betterment of humanity?
Oh, so many areas. Like, I looked at law enforcement, I looked at looked at therapy. Spiritual research. At the deepest levels, reverse speech talks about God and
really?
The soul. And oh yeah, gee, we haven't even touched on that.
No, we haven't. We'll have to do that in another show because that is quite a big area. Have you ever done any reverse speech on people who claim to have had near-death experiences?
No, I haven't. No, that's one thing I haven't done. No, I would be fascinated to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, now you've got me interested. I might search on YouTube, see if I can find something. I would be very curious to do that. Yeah.
We've got about a minute and a half left, David. Quickly, in the beginning of the COVID crisis, of the COVID pandemic, did you do any reverse speeches on analysis on any speeches or any news? And what were your findings?
I found that, according to the reversals, it was a genetically modified virus released from a lab in Wuhan. It didn't come from a meat market.
Yeah.
The reversal said it's going to be a lot worse than they first thought, and there's going to be genetic modifications, and they have already started.
Wow.
That's what it said about the virus.
And I agree with that 100%. Yeah. I was saying that from day one. And in fact, I even went further than that. I said it was an accidentally released biological warfare agent.
Yep, that's what the verse will say.
David, I want to thank you so much for joining us, my good friend. Please come back.
You're welcome. Yep.
And the door is always open here. To you and your family, stay safe, and I look forward to the next time you and I meet here in the X Zone. But quickly, before you go, let our listeners know how they can find out more about you again.
Yeah, you can go to my website, reversespeech.com, or you can email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. That's B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D-S, backwards@reversespeech.com.
Take care, my good friend.
Thank you.
Good night, David. X Zone Nation, once again, if you'd like to find out more about our guest this hour, David Oates, a good friend of the X Zone, visit his website at www.reversespeech.com. Now, I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news as we continue here in the X Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Now, if you'd like to contact me about a guest idea, if you'd like to refute anything that any of our guests say, love hearing from you. That's the email address. Is xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. That's xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. And for more information on the show, xzoneradiotv.com. And for all the programming on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, xzbn.net. I'll be back on the other side of this news break. Don't go away.